I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. The mission here on the program is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. We discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community, how to find the right senior care community for your exact needs, how to pay for the high cost of senior care. We also review legal issues involving elder law and estate planning, and we discuss how to care for the caregiver. So if you're listening to the radio, you're streaming us online, or listening to a podcast after the fact, again, thanks so much for being here today. If you need help with placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can always reach us on our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And also, don't forget to check out our website. It's really good. We've been getting a lot of positive feedback on that. It's Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, Senior Care Live. .com. All right, so I hate beginning the program with something that's really kind of negative. And Mark, I'm going to try not to swear. You might have the dump button ready. I get really, really fired up about this stuff. But I'm going to talk about, and the reason I'm talking about something, a negative incident here locally, is that I want to share with you some things that I think you could do about it. And some things I think that you should need to know about it. So, unfortunately, there's been another incident at a local nursing home. You may have heard about this, saw it on TV or read about it online. A male staff member sexually assaulted a female resident at a local nursing home. Now, guess what? Everyone working in a senior care community, they just probably gasped out some error, like, oh no, right? Because, you know, they don't want anything negative shining on them. Well, here's the fortunate part. This is a very rare occurrence, but it does happen. All right. And I'm not going to stick my head in the sand. I'm going to tell you about it. And guess what? I think a lot of people probably haven't heard about it. So I'm going to let you know about it. And then again, the whole purpose is to point it out and then talk about some things that you can do about it. And, anyway, I'm just going to move on here. So if you read the short news reports, if you look at this man's last comments, and this is a quote, he got caught, he admitted it, and his quote is, "It's true. I've had this problem for a while." That sent chills down my spine. This means that this is not an isolated incident with him. So how long has this stuff been going on? How many vulnerable elderly people have been victimized by this sick man? And this is when I get so fired up, I about jump right out of my shoes here. Now, we have multiple victims in this situation. So this particular nursing home has a good rating from Medicare. So they're rated. Now, prior to this incident, they're going to take a big hit for this. But prior to this incident, they're rated 4 out of 5 stars, which is above average. And it kind of stands out on a page with a bunch of other nursing homes having 1 and 2 stars. And this 4 stars kind of jumps out in a real positive way. So when searching for a nursing home, here's one of the big problems. Many people, not just locally here in our extended KC area, but all over the country, many people depend on the Medicare star rating system to guide their decision-making process. Well, I am only interested in fours and five star places, but guess what? This stuff can happen anywhere at any time. Regardless of the number of stars that you will see listed on a website, no one knows what a person is thinking, and you don't know what is inside their head. Okay, so there have been many incidents at nursing homes where the employee cleared the screening process. It seems like a good hire, but look, when these things occur, the nursing home who trusted this employee with their residents, they are also harmed. Now, hopefully they did their screening process properly, and most of them do a good job at that because, first of all, it's a state and federal requirement. You have to do a background check, a licensure registry check, all sorts of checks. And so hopefully they got that done. If they didn't, they're in gigantic trouble. Okay. But they probably did the screening properly, but you just don't know. So what can you do about this? Well, here's the real bottom line of it. If you're not happy with your current care provider, it is your right to move to another provider. It's just really that simple. So, and look, if you're in a place and you have an uneasy feeling about a particular staff person, then you need to, don't keep that to yourself. Discuss it with management immediately. And the chances are, if you're feeling this, if you're having kind of some uneasy feelings, you know, kind of that gut reaction, like, oh boy, I'm not sure about that. Well, then guess what? So are other people, and they just may be afraid to say something. So you have to talk to somebody about this. Closely monitor the situation moving forward. And I mean, as close as possible, be there as much as you can. And here's the bottom line. Again, if you have issues that are not being addressed, you just have an uneasy feeling, you're not comfortable there anymore, or maybe the place you're at is just not meeting your lifestyle or your care expectations, it is time to move. And at Senior Care Consulting, we get lots and lots and lots of calls. And I would say over the last couple of years, we're getting more and more calls from people who just, you know, they went out, they grabbed the first place. It was working out okay for a while. Now it's not. Or there was a change in management and the old management, they were great. The new management is more interested in cutting costs than taking care of their residents, or whatever the situation is. We can help, and we have lots and lots of people calling us wanting to move from a facility to a different facility that's just a better fit. Another incident, I think I mentioned this on the program a few months ago, is a lady, this one was up north. She was taking powerful pain medications from one of the residents, and they have like where they store the medications in the medication cart, taking the powerful pain medications and replacing them with Tylenol. If you can believe that. And guess what? That, the lady who did that, she passed all of the screening. She passed all the tests. And boom, you've got a problem there. And then I just mentioned this recently. This was in Overland Park. There was a lady, she put on a scrub top to kind of impersonate a staff person, and she walked straight into a local senior care facility posing as a staff member, walked into one of the residents' apartments and asked, "Hey, are you on pain medications?" And the lady said, "Yeah, I am." She thought it was strange because she didn't recognize this woman. And she said, "Well, where do you keep your pain meds?" She told her, the lady goes over, takes all of her pain medications, walks out the door, right? I have her picture on the front page at seniorcareconsulting.com. As far as I know, they're still trying to figure out who this lady is. If you know anything about that, contact the Overland Park Police Department. And that phone number is right there again on the front page, seniorcareconsulting.com. And there's her picture and exactly what she was wearing. And this was in broad daylight during the middle of a week, right in the middle of a weekday. And security cameras are everywhere. Hello. And fortunately, there was has one here, and they've got a very clear picture of her. So hopefully they can track her down. And then, of course, the guy who recently made all of the news, all the newspaper. And if you want to read more about that, I wrote a blog, again, in the blog section of seniorcareconsulting.com. And his picture there is there as well. But he is, he's in jail, and he's going to be in big time trouble, right? I'm sure he's going to prison over this one. So, so look, if you have an uneasy feeling, try to work it out. Okay. It's really hard on an elderly person to move them. Okay. But try to work it out and bring it to management's attention. And maybe some other folks will talk about this as well. Maybe they remove that person from the building, let them go. But if the bottom line is if they're not going to fire the person and you are not comfortable, get out of there. Just move. It's that simple. If my mom lived in a nursing home and I had a very uneasy feeling about a person, I would monitor them. If I had then further cause to be concerned, then I would go straight to management. I would not talk to anyone else. I'd go straight to the administrator and say, this is what I've observed. It's not that I just don't like the guy. I've observed this. I have reasons for my suspicions. I have reasons that my stomach is a little bit queasy. I want you to check this out. I don't think he should be here. Or it could be a female as well, by the way. But the bottom line is, if they're not doing anything about it and you're not comfortable, just move. And if you need help, you can call my firm, Senior Care Consulting, at any time, and we will help you do that. All right, and Mark, I didn't mention one swear word, so Mark's giving me thumbs up over here. So let's get on to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The amount of money you can keep after your Medicaid spend down in the state of Kansas is A, $999, B, $2,000, C, $3,000, D, $4,000, or E, none of the above. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by. We are old school here at Senior Care Live. We answer our phone with real people. How about that? 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device. Super easy. Go to SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the Listen Live button. You could also click on the giant microphone right there at the top. Give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in. It is really that simple. Back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The amount of money you can keep after your Medicaid spend down in the state of Kansas is A, $999, B, $2,000, C, $3,000, or D, $4,000, or E, none of the above. And the answer is B, $2,000. That is the number. And I've talked about that quite a bit before on the program. You can spend it down. $2,000 is what you can keep and then qualify for Medicaid. And that is on the Kansas side of our listenership here. All right. So let me correct something. First of all, the picture of the lady who walked in broad daylight, that's not on seniorcareconsulting.com. That's on seniorcarelive.com. Just want to throw out that correction. And Mark caught that and he said, Hey, wait a minute. And so, Senior Care Consulting has the blog that talks about the incident of this man, that I discussed. But the picture of the lady walking in there taking the elderly resident's medication, she's on the front page, the home page of seniorcarelive.com if you want to see her picture. And also, before I continue here, we are in the dog days of summer, although Mother Nature has given us a nice break here. It's been pretty nice the last several days in a row, but temperature-wise. But I've been in a lot of senior care communities here recently, lots and lots of vacancies. And so it's good timing to, you know, not have to fight a waiting list. Still could be a wait list, but that sure is holding true as far as that seasonality part. So we talked about if you're not comfortable, it just may be time to move. But what if you are comfortable, you like the place that you're in? How do you maximize care at any senior care community? Again, if you want a copy of this, just give our 800 number a call. Just say, hey, I want a copy of that. I'll email you that. Give us your name, your phone number, your email address, and we will send it to you right away. But number one, participate in the care planning process. If you want to get the most out of any place that you're at, whether that's a nursing home, assisted living, residential care, home plus, et cetera, participate in the care planning process. It's even, I would say, it's the most important at the nursing home level of care. But this is a multidisciplinary team with all of the different department heads represented there, along with, of course, you, your loved one, and just participate in that. Speak for your loved one. Make sure that they are receiving all of the help and care and attention. And speak if they can't speak, like dietary preferences, food preferences. Allergies, you know, never feed her that. Don't, you know, he likes this. He's a night owl. She likes to get up early in the morning, really early in the morning. She talks a lot, or she keeps to herself, all those sort of things. And then you can talk about ongoing. Well, I've noticed this. I've noticed that. Can we make some changes here? Make some changes there. Just participate fully in that care planning process. Super important to maximize your care. Also, get involved. Participate in the Christmas party setting up for Thanksgiving dinner, the Halloween decorations, the 4th of July cookouts, all of those sort of things. Just volunteer to assist with outings, special events. Get involved and participate and know everyone there and be known by everyone there. That is really, really important. And then number three, build relationships. This might be the most important one. Build relationships with the hands-on care providers. And guess what? That's kind of a rare thing. Most people don't do this. These folks work very, very, very hard. Many times it's kind of a thankless job and they don't get very many thanks. So just recognize them and say, thanks so much. You're doing a good job, and get to know them, their family, their kids, their spouse, and care about them. Build a relationship. And then guess what? They're probably going to try a little harder, go that extra distance, that extra mile for your loved one. It's just kind of human nature at that point. Communicate with management. I mentioned that in the first segment. If there's a problem, they can't address it unless they know about it. So just take it up the line, take it straight to the director of nursing, the charge nurse, or the administrator, but let them know about it and then give them an opportunity to resolve the issue. And then also be patient and reasonable. Most places, most people are going to work hard they're trying to get it right. Okay. And they may not do it just exactly like you do it, but they're going to do the best that they can. And so just be patient and reasonable. If they're not doing a good job, talk about it. Okay. But be patient and reasonable at the same time. And then look, here's the bottom line. If you're having problems and it's not working, and you feel that you need to escalate this to the highest level, it is your right to file a complaint with the state of Kansas or Missouri. I'm going to give you the 800 numbers to call. Don't do this unless it's a serious issue. Okay. And don't do this unless you try to resolve it locally first. They're going to ask you, well, have you addressed this with the administrator? Have they taken steps to resolve it, et cetera? So, if you're not getting anywhere, this is kind of a last resort other than moving, and you might do both. I've had a lot of people do both. Kansas, 1-800-842-0078. So to file a complaint in the state of Kansas, 1-800-842-0078. On the Missouri side, 1-800-392-0210. 1-800-392-0210. And so, look, I've made a big deal out of this. I hope it didn't upset too many folks. But if something happens, I want to point it out and then talk about what to do about it. And here's the good news. This is a rare occurrence. This is not commonplace, but at the same time, it does happen. So you got to be plugged in, and you got to have your eyes and ears wide open, and then be willing to take steps if there is an issue. All right, I'm going to shift gears into a positive, happy place here. All right, I'm going to introduce to you my special guest today in studio, Rick Shepherd and Patty Garrett with Golden Heart Senior Care. And Rick and Patty, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be back. It's hard to believe summer's about over, isn't it?
Well, it's ridiculous. So
I get kind of sad, like when I was a kid, knowing school's getting ready to start again. You know.
Yeah, I've been telling the kids. I said, now don't waste your last month dreading going back to school. Live it up. Let's go fishing. Go. We've done a ton of baseball stuff. Gone to a Royals game. We've played baseball. Practiced swimming. Sleeping in like a bum. You know, in the morning. I said, just live it up. And then that last week, which is this coming week, everyone's going back to school. Mm-hmm. We got to kind of get back in our routine. So, all right. So, we're going to talk a whole lot more about Golden Heart Senior Care. If you want to reach out to Rick and Patty, 913-534-8500, 913-534-8500. After the break, we're going to give you some solid examples, real life examples of how Golden Heart Senior Care helps families remain independent in their home. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, say you want to share the program with someone else, or maybe you just want to go back and listen to it again, you just can't get enough of my golden tones. Right, Mark? He's putting his thumbs up. He's like, yeah, okay, I guess. Anyway, if you just want to listen to it again, go to SeniorCareLive.com and click on the podcast tab, and right there you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Just click on the play button, and boom, you're in, and it works great, and lots of people do that. All right, so back to my special guests today, Rick Shepherd and Patty Garrett with Golden Heart Senior Care. And again, Patty, let our listeners know about you. What is Golden Heart Senior Care? We've talked about it before, but guaranteed we have new listeners listening today that may not have heard that in the past. What you provide some private duty services. Tell us what you do.
We do private duty home care, mm-hmm. and that basically is the equation of mom or dad or loved one has a physical need or of some sort,
yep.
and they want to stay at home.
Yep.
And so we make that happen.
And so you're able to bring caregivers into the home and on an hourly basis from
yes.
from a few hours a day to 24 hours per day. And you can start off with, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day and increase that over time if that is needed. But you can help people 24 hours a day. And this is Kansas, Missouri, and north of the river, all throughout the Kansas City metro area.
We pretty much go anywhere that's in the greater Kansas City area.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
we don't forget the north. Land.
That's right. That's the third
That's
territory. Right, Rick?
That's correct. Yeah. We will get brave and venture across the river, north of the river.
There we go. There we go. That, because it's amazing. I'll deal with all kinds of people in Kansas, anywhere but Missouri. And then I'll work with families in Missouri, anywhere but Kansas. And then I'll work with families north of the river, anywhere but south of the river. We're Northlanders. I'm okay. All right.
And so, for us, we'll say, yeah, we cover the greater Kansas City area. And someone will very specifically say, well, yes, but do you go to North Kansas City.
What about the
or
North,
do you go to the Northland?
Northland.
And
yep.
in my brain,
that's part of Kansas City.
Yeah.
But it is its own kind of its own territory. Mm-hmm. So
yes, it is.
And I like to have fun with that. But it's a real thing too. I mean, they're very serious. They want to stay north of the river, and that's their community, and they want to be there and have services delivered there, and that's okay. So. Yeah. So, all right. So, and again, if you're listening and you're interested in the services from Golden Heart Senior Care, take the number and write it down. Call now or call in the future if you need some help. Fantastic private duty company helping you on an hourly basis in your home. And this fits into one of our core categories of remaining independent in your home. 913-534-8500.
Before we get into today, I want to talk about some case studies so I can give mm-hmm. specific examples to the listeners.
Yeah.
These are the different situations, because not everybody's situation, just because someone needs help in the home means nothing, because they're all different and it all has to be tailor-made to that situation.
Everyone's situation is different.
Yes.
A lot of family helping. Family's been doing this for a long time. Family's done. Or I have no one to help and I need some. I mean, everyone's situation's different. So.
But I did want your listeners to know that actually this past week we had a phone call mm-hmm. from a 91-year-old young lady.
Yep, yep.
who was listening to Senior Care Live.
Sure, yep.
And she sits and takes her notes each week. And her daughters live out of town, both okay. of them mm-hmm. in separate cities. They called the office a few days ago. We had a conference call of mom and the two daughters and me, and we talked about what is it going to take, give them the information of how it all works.
Yep.
In particular, they liked the idea of something that I'm compulsive about, and that is the daughters are going to come to town. I require someone else to be there
yep.
for that initial in-home meeting,
yeah,
not just the senior adult and a representative Golden Heart. I want someone from the family to be there.
Well, that way everyone can ask questions. Everyone hears the same information. Everyone's on the same page.
Right. But I thought it was so wonderful that this 91-year-old woman took it upon herself to say, aha, I think that that's what I need, so that my daughters, when they come to town, are not having to manage everything and take me on errands. And she really doesn't need that much. Well, that's a classic case.
She needs a little bit of help.
Yeah, she needs a little bit of help.
Sure.
It's not this big, up-changing lifestyle.
It's not 24 hours a day. She's not in dire straits. She needs a little help around the house to help her remain independent at home. And, Rick, that's what Golden Heart's all about.
Exactly. And that's what we really pride ourselves in, you know, trying to let them stay in the home with dignity and independence. And
yep.
And they just do better. They thrive better. And being in their own environment, a place where they're comfortable. So
everybody wants to stay home. I want to stay home. As long as I can. And if you can't stay home, we have some great places to choose from. But I think if you can stay home, I think most people would prefer to do that.
Well, and let's face it, when we help them stay home and things are running more smoothly, just like with this situation, these two daughters are going to come in from out of state mm-hmm. to town to visit. And things are going to be running smoothly.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not coming in and doing damage control to situations that need to be corrected. We've already gotten a pattern established with her
yep.
and got a process going. I asked the daughters to bring their wish list, which is a very popular thing with anyone who does care with Golden Heart Senior Care. Uh-huh. I request the family to create a wish list.
What is that? What does that mean?
A wish list is when you're sitting around looking at your house, whether it's you or the daughter or whomever, mm-hmm. and you say, gosh, I wish somebody would help me get those closets cleaned out.
Okay.
Or I wish somebody could get the refrigerator cleaned out of expired food.
Yep.
I asked the daughters, I asked the lady to make her own wish list, because what's in her mind of what she needs help with could be completely different than what the daughters think.
Right. Yep.
So I asked them to both make that wish list, and then we'll sit down and go over both lists together. And then we'll make kind of a calendar of when these things are going to get done. Mm-hmm. It doesn't all have to be done the first shift.
Sure.
This can go on over a period of time.
So it's a work in progress.
No, and you can hear the relief in these voices of these out-of-town children when they say, oh my gosh, you could do that. She's been needing to get that situation taken care of for a long time. And we hear about it every time we come to town.
That's right. And both of these daughters live out of state. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so they can't just stop by once in a while and help mom, who's 91 years old, doing well for 91, but she's 91, so she's going to be limited into regarding how much of this she can get done on her own. So guess what you've just allowed these daughters to do?
Come to town and be a daughter.
That's
right.
They can come to town, and they're not the caregivers. They're not the care managers, although they care about that, and they're going to check on some stuff. But they can come to town, let their hair down, take a big exhale, take a big breath, and say, wow, this is fantastic. I can actually visit my mother and be her daughter.
Do you want to know the number one thing you're taking away from those daughters?
What?
The guilt when they leave town.
Oh, okay.
That's the number one thing that you are taking off their shoulders, is that feeling of guilt that they live out of town and they see some things that need to be addressed, but they still have to leave town.
Okay.
It is a tremendous burden for family to bear. And we're going to help lift that burden.
And I think, so you're dropping by her place a couple of times per week for maybe like 4 hours, something like that.
Correct.
And so that's a great starting point. And then, and so, but I think the beauty of this plan, Rick, is that, you know, you're starting the plan and you have a foundation and the caregivers know her. She knows them. Everyone's on board. Everything's going well. But at 91, it's reasonable to think that she may need a little more help as she gets older. She's doing great for 91, but as she needs a little more help, it's pretty easy to add on to those 4 hours two times a week. Is that right?
It is, yeah. And, you know, things could take a turn for, you know, the worse in, you know, in a week or whatever. But
you never know. Yeah.
You know, you just never know. But we're there. But once Patty has set up a plan, a care plan, you know, we can easily go, you know, 4 hours to 5 hours to 8 hours, wherever needs, you know, if they go into a hospital, they come home, need to rehab for a little bit, you know, we can increase those hours 24 hours a day and be there so the daughters don't have to worry about mom, you know. So there's a lot of flexibility in what we can do based on what happens.
And Patty, we've actually worked together with some clients who have stayed in home with Golden Heart Senior Care, and you've started off with a small number of hours. Something happens, you've had to bounce up to 24 hours, but then you can cut that right back down.
That's
as
right.
The need, as the situation requires.
And today we're going to talk about a couple of case studies, and that's actually a big thing in one of them.
Okay.
Is the hours fluctuate according to when out-of-town family is going to be here as opposed to when they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, she needs more hours when they're not here. But guess what? When they arrive, we adjust the hours that were there so that they have their alone time with her, but yet the duties have been taken care of.
Absolutely. That is so awesome. So for our listeners, look, if you've been thinking about having someone into your home, and you're not quite sure about it, but you want to check it out, call Golden Heart Senior Care, 913-534-8500. Golden Heart Senior Care, 913-534-8500. Rick, you're going to speak with Rick or Patty, highly likely, and they answer their phones after hours, or, you know, if it's in the middle of the night, give them till the next morning to call you back. But they will get back with you, and we're going to talk about the process right after the break. Don't go away. We will be back with a lot more. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guests today, Rick Shepherd and Patty Garrett with Golden Heart Senior Care. If you need help in your home, or you're interested in remaining independent in your home and you may need a little help or a lot of help, call Golden Heart Senior Care. I can't emphasize that strongly enough. Here's their number, 913-534-8500. 913-534-8500. And call them on the weekends, and they're usually answering their phone. If they don't, they'll get back to you as quickly as possible. But the bottom line is, Golden Heart will do a great job for you. Patty, you've got a couple of case studies here.
Real quickly, I just wanted to go through a couple of scenarios that I think your audience has got somebody out there that it's going to apply to.
Absolutely.
Because like I said, they're not all alike.
Mm-hmm.
The first one I wanted to go into real quickly is because we do have a 4-hour minimum. So I wanted to explain to your listeners how that 4-hour minimum can help someone. And it creates stability for the present, but then as their needs escalate, Golden Heart is increasing the care hours and changing the care plan to accommodate the client's physical needs and the spouse who is able to continue working. And for this particular client, the whole key word is flexibility.
Yep.
Because like last month, we were there every other Saturday.
Okay.
Okay. For 4 hours. Now this month, she needs us the first and third Friday of the month.
Okay.
So as her schedule changes.
You're not locked in. You're just moving with her needs.
No.
Okay.
No, because
that's nice flexibility.
Well, it's people's lives you're dealing with. There's nothing set in stone.
That's right.
So that has helped her tremendously to be able to say, oh, well, then I can rearrange my schedule. Yep. You sure can.
Yeah.
You tell me what you need and I will find a way to make it work.
So isn't that nice? It's not, here's when we're available, so you need to work around us. No, and guess what? There are a lot of companies out there that's how they operate, by the way.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous. Who's working for whom here? So Golden Heart Senior Care is working for their families and their clients, and they will work around your schedule, and that is the message.
Well, and when someone calls me, initially, they're very, you know, my mom or my loved one has this going on and that going on, and I don't know what we need. And I just ask them very nicely, just step back and take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you this. And I want you to answer the question. Tell me what it would take to make your life easier.
Okay.
Just tell me what that would take.
What does that look like? What does it mean?
What does it mean to them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have to tell me all the long list of things that they need help with. I need them to tell me what would it take to make your life easier? You, the primary caregiver person, no matter who you are, you tell me the answer to that question and I can figure out the rest.
Yep.
I'm not a miracle worker, but I know that's what the gift that I've been given is because it's something I love to do. So when you love to do something, I love to set up care plans. I like to be the problem solver.
Well, you are really good at looking at a challenge, a situation, and then figuring out how to address that. You are phenomenal at that.
Well, I think sometimes Rick probably says, you promised him what?
Rick, that's not true, is it? He goes, well, once in a while.
You know, it's like I have a little voice in the back of my head that tells me, yeah, I don't know how I can do it, but I know I can do it.
Yeah.
If I knew for a fact there was no way I could accomplish something, of course I would never make a false promise. But most of the time, I'm listening to that little voice that says, I can do that.
We can solve this issue and then really help this person in need and then take that load off of the caregiver. And again, you're giving their life back. You're reducing their stress. They can return to being their traditional role, son, daughter, spouse, whatever that is. And Patty, so speaking of that, happy 1-year anniversary with Golden Heart.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Rick, I can't believe it's been a year.
I know. It's it's gone. Some days it seems quick, and some days it seems like a long time. You know?
Yeah, yeah, right.
But no, you know, as an owner of a company, you find it's hard to find people that have your vision and would run your company like you would and have the same goals and values.
And the passion. And, yeah.
The passion. Mm-hmm. And Patty does. And Michelle and I were so fortunate that, you know, I got a call out of the blue from her. And you can tell today that she really cares about, you know, doing it right. And, you know, we feed our family from this business, so we have to do it right, you know. And,
sure.
And so congratulations, Patty.
Oh,
she put up with me and Michelle for a year. So. But we're excited.
You put up with her for a year. I'm saying you need a little celebration on your side, too. No offense.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other program. Let me tell your listeners why it works. It's a good partnership because, and we both have the same vision. I told Rick and Michelle when I first talked to them a little over a year ago, don't try to make me be involved in doing what I just flat out don't like to do.
Yeah.
I don't like billing and payroll and things like that.
Some of those things, back office stuff.
I love to set up care plans.
Mm-hmm.
I love to hire people and match that caregiver with that family.
Yep.
That's what I love to do. And they were gracious enough to say, you know what? If that's the part you want to do,
you have it. Yeah.
We'll take care of that other stuff.
Well, it's been a great fit. And Rick, I see that you brought in some champagne. So.
That wasn't for Patty.
Well, kind of a dual purpose today.
Yeah.
Celebrating Steve's 4 years and Patty's 1 year. And I guess we found out, is it 15 years?
Senior Care Consulting, 15
Congratulations.
Years. Thank you. We have all these anniversary celebrations. So 4 years for Senior Care Live, 1 year for Patty at Golden Heart, and 15 years for Senior Care Consulting. So we'll have to pop the top here. So
you know that expression, you should have got a bigger boat.
Yeah,
I think you're going to need a bigger bottle of champagne.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
And so, Patty, we don't have much time left, but I think you were going to share another case study with us.
Real quickly, there's a lot of dementia. There's a lot of Alzheimer's in the senior adult community.
Absolutely.
So I have to speak real quickly to a client who has memory issues. Her son lives with her so that she can stay in the home. No way could he continue to do that job every day. Plus his own personal life.
Sure.
So if Golden Heart Senior Care didn't provide care for his mom, so he established a budget of this is what works for me for the budget.
Sure.
Okay. Cause that's what I needed to work around.
Yeah. Right.
And so we created shifts that cover that time that he's away that stick within that budget and takes care of the running of the household.
Yep.
So that when he comes home from working, his son, he can sit down and have dinner with his mother.
With his mom, yep.
And not have to do household duties, care duties. And it doesn't matter if it's a son or a daughter.
Sure.
We took that role away from him for the length of time that we can. And so that is what the old win-win.
Yeah, so you're taking care of her. You're taking care of business. The son can relax and perform his duties on his job. You're working within their budget, and he gets to come home and not have to stress out about being a caregiver. That is a win-win-win. Call Golden Heart Senior Care at 913-534-8500, 913-534-8500. Rick and Patty, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, and congratulations on your 1 year anniversary.
You too.
All right.
I'll be here next year, next month. And
God willing, right?
Everything in between.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for being here today. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.